Now, there's a number of criticisms. They still have not observed enough events or the predetermined number of events. So this may, in fact, be the second premature reporting of a critical phase 3 trial. The other interesting caveat, again, it's a retrospective analysis, but those whose tumors were 4 centimeters or larger actually did have a survival benefit. So results here have left us in a therapeutic quandary. What do we do with stage 1B patients? Do we treat them? Do we observe them? Do we replicate that trial in this group? Do we segregate them by size using 4 centimeters as our cutoff? And if we do treat them, do we use paclitaxel and carboplatin? Or do we dial in a cisplatin-containing regimen?
I mean, does it seem like it'd be more likely the regimen or the lack of events that's the explanation?
I think it has very little to do with the regimen. If you go back to the other trials that included cisplatin, the IOL, the BR10, and for that matter, the ANITA trial, all of them included stage 1B. In subset analyses, none of those trials showed a survival benefit. Now, granted, these are smaller numbers. They may not have been powered sufficiently in that group. But frankly, the best survival separation we've seen in stage 1B is with paclitaxel and carboplatin, not with the cisplatin-containing regimen. So people have looked at these data and have dismissed the role of carboplatin in hand. Frankly, I don't think we have sufficient data. There's only one trial that looked at carboplatin in the adjuvant setting. It was 1B only. Carboplatin was not evaluated in stage 2 or stage 3A. The vast majority of clinicians, at least in the United States, continue to use carboplatin, at least in advanced disease. And there's a comfort factor that exists that they would tend to use the same regimen in earlier stage. But I've noticed both amongst my colleagues and also in the community that a sizable percentage of folks are using cisplatin-based regimens. And frankly, I have to confess, since ASCO, at least for stage 2 and 3A, I've started using cisplatin. 4 centimeters or larger, stage 1B, I'm still using paclitaxel and carboplatin.
Do you think that this is basically an events thing? If you compare the number of events in the other trials that are positive to the number of deaths essentially in this trial, would you come up with that conclusion, or does it seem like it's something? I mean, that seems like the obvious thing.
It could very well be. In fact, if you look at the percentage of recurrences and deaths in the control arm versus the intervention arm, there's still a 9 or 10% difference. So it may just be that the curves narrowed a bit at 5 years. They may separate again for all we know.
Well, that's the other thing, is the fact that the recurrence-free survival still is.
Oh, it's far better. And, about 30 months better.
You know, you've got in colon cancer, FOLFOX is a standard of care. There's absolutely no demonstration of survival there. They're doing it based on disease-free survival. Aromatase inhibitors in breast cancer really don't have survival.
For that
at this
matter,
point.
Adjuvant chemotherapy in breast cancer, the disease-free survival usually, not always, but usually presages the survival benefit.
So why is everybody getting so bent out of shape?
Not completely clear.
Well, you change your practice.
But for stage 2 and 3A, where I really don't have any carbo data, for 1B, I'm still using paclitaxel and carboplatin. I have to say that probably the majority of my colleagues are using cisplatin in that setting. It's not completely clear. I think in clinical investigators, we worship at the altar of the p-value. There is something mystical about 0.05, and the minute something skirts above it, I challenge a statistician to tell me that there's a major difference between 0.051 and 0.049, and yet one's significant and one's not.
Again, also, if you look back, you know, breast cancer in the late 80s, we had this issue of no negative tumors. We couldn't show it, and eventually we did show it. Colon cancer, same, still huge debate about stage 2 disease.
I think that's an analogous situation. The non-node involved tumors are harder to show a survival benefit.